Here's a thought about going back. I'm sure you've all heard the bumper sticker wisdom that you can't go back, that every time we go back, things change. I would propose that's the very reason to go back. I've had two instances just in the last couple of weeks where going back to photograph something again, something I'd already photographed once before, has turned out to be incredibly successful. The first was down at Shiprock, New Mexico. Famous place, lots and lots of photographers have photographed it. It's sort of a cliche. I'd never been there, so what the heck, why not go down and take a look, see what all the fuss was about. Well, the day we drove down there, it rained as hard as I've ever seen it rain for a couple of hours. Matter of fact, it caused all kinds of flood warnings down there. And when we got to Shiprock, it was entirely enshrouded in low-hanging clouds. Matter of fact, we couldn't even see Shiprock when we first got there. And then slowly the clouds sort of drifted in and drifted out, which made for a couple of interesting shots of just the peak of Shiprock poking through the clouds and the rest of the scene looking very wintry and wet. It was an interesting point of view. I'd never seen that shot of Shiprock before. And although I was thrilled to have that shot, it really wasn't what I went down there to photograph. I wanted the full face of Shiprock. So a couple of days later, we decided to return. We drove the 40 miles from Cortez down to Shiprock and found that there were big puffy clouds in the sky and they kept casting shadows on the face of Shiprock. And I got some very interesting pictures that are a completely different point of view of Shiprock and will complement the ones I had from a couple of days earlier. There are reasons to go back. Things change. The second example is farther north. Several years ago, I had stayed for a week in Laramie, Wyoming, the place of my birth, coincidentally, and had driven up to the Snowy Range, which is just west of Laramie, about 30 or 40 miles, and it was spectacular. But the shot I wanted to get would have had a little more sunlight. So back in Laramie a couple of days ago, I drove back up to the Snowy Range and got exactly the light I was looking for. Sun peeking through some clouds, illuminating the face of the mountain. It was beautiful. Different than what I photographed the first time, but again, perhaps complimentary. Now the question is, do I have enough to do a project of either of these two locations? But then it occurred to me while I was driving yesterday that maybe I have a project about big rocks. I'd photographed some mountains near Durango, Colorado. I have in my asset base lots of photographs of the Steens Mountains. There are some from Yosemite and the two visits to Snowy Range in Wyoming and the two visits to Shiprock. Every one of those locations I've been to more than once. Every one of those locations I have multiple kinds of weather, different points of view, different things I emphasized, different compositions. It seems fairly obvious to conclude that the idea about not going back is not only not true, but it's actually counterproductive. If you don't go back to the places that you've been successful with before, you may not be able to expand on those projects and do something unexpectedly interesting. I've told the story before of how I had this giant map of eastern Oregon with the strategy that I was going to drive down every single road and photograph during a couple of summers in the mid-1980s. The mistake I made was I didn't go down any road twice, which would seem to deny the fact that the weather might change, that the scenery might change, that I might change. After 50 years in photography, my conclusion is that going back should be the central strategy in our photography. Yeah, it's fun to go to new places. Why not? But it's also very useful, very productive, very educational to go back to the places that you've been to time and time again. It'll always be new. It'll always be different. You'll always be new. You'll always be different. What more reasoning do we need to return to those places to re-photograph them? And one final thought about this. Every time we photograph something new, there's a pretty high likelihood that what we concentrate on are the easy ones, the ones that occur to us instantaneously. maybe the ones we've seen that other photographers have done. So great, photograph those, take all the easy ones you can get. But when you go back a second, third, fourth time, you'll realize that those easy ones you already have. So you'll push yourself. You'll stretch your photographic muscles. You'll try something new, something experimental, something different. And in pushing ourselves that way, we're likely to find that going back is, as they say, something we cannot do, but something we can do and should do simultaneously. If we go back to copy ourselves, that's probably not such a good thing. But if we go back to expand ourselves, that would seem to be an incredibly important thing to do.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.